What's up, y'all? Welcome to a new episode of the Misguided Goddess Podcast. This is Goddess Sion, the Misguided Goddess. Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? I hope y'all been doing all right. I hope that you all have been doing wonderful, actually, because we had that goddamn eclipse that I was talking about in the last episode. Mercury is still retrograde, I believe. Listen, it's a lot going on. And then we just came out of Aries season. Thank God. Welcome to Taurus season. Shout out to all the Taurus. I am not a Taurus. I'm actually a Gemini sun, but I do have a Taurus rising. So what's up, y'all? What's up? Anyway, it's been crazy. It's been crazy. The energy has been all over the place. I know in the last episode we kind of talked about like the rap beef with the girls. And now, since that then broke out, City Girls got into it on Twitter. Rick Ross and Drake is it's been some funny times in music. Chris Brown and Quavo, jeez, it's too much going on. I'm ready for this to wrap it up. I'm ready for Mercury to be out of retrograde. I am ready. Let's just jump to Gemini season. Let's just jump to Gemini season. That's what I say. Let's just jump to Gemini season. I'm ready to celebrate my birthday anyway. And if y'all don't know, if you've been listening, then you do know, I love my birthday. I love my birthday. It's my favorite holiday. I'm so excited for my birthday this year. I have really big plans. And it looks like everything is going to be copacetic and go as planned. So fingers crossed. Hopefully the Lord says the same. Or it might not go how I'm expecting it. Maybe it'll go better. That's always my favorite thought. That's why I'm always so excited. I think that if you listen to the past episodes, I think I say the phrase, I'm so excited. Every episode, I'm always so excited, especially when it's something to do with my podcast, because I really enjoy doing my podcast. This is like a very fun hobby for me, and I'm enjoying it. And this week, I actually want to talk about having fun, having hobbies. I was telling my therapist for like 2 months straight, like I feel so bored. Like I feel like I'm not doing anything. Like I feel like I'm not being satisfied. Like I'm doing things and nothing is like pleasing me. Like I'm lacking pleasure in my life and I'm a pleasure enthusiast. You know what I mean? So that is difficult for me to do that, right? So I was thinking about like things that I used to do for fun, right? Like things that I did for fun in my childhood, things that I did for fun as a teenager. Things I did for fun in my 20s. And I was thinking about those things and talking to my friends after the last podcast episode. And we talked about a experience that I had when I was in high school. And I really want to talk about this. I'm just, when I was in high school, first of all, I was not supposed to be Sion the podcaster. At 17, you couldn't have told 17-year-old Sion that this is what I would be doing right now. Because, baby, I thought I was about to go to fashion school. I was getting into fit-em. I was going to be like Little Miss Fashionista living in LA and working. I wanted to work at Teen Vogue like Lauren on the hills. Yes, I did. Because I love magazines. Because this is what I do to magazines. That's what I do to magazines. That's not why I'm facing this way this week. I have a new little setup. But anyway, I was supposed to be working at Fit'em. I mean, going to Fit'em for school, working at Teen Vogue. And then Marc Jacobs was going to hire me or I was going to work at Betsey Johnson. I also wanted to intern with Patricia Fields. Like, I was just Little Miss Fashion. Like, always had magazines. I used to like, in high school, I had a binder. Like, I went to a charter school, so we didn't have any books. So I just had a binder and I would just carry everything in my binder. But, like, on the sleeves of the white binder, I wish I had one to show y'all right now. On the sleeves of the white binder, there's like these little pockets you can slide stuff in it. I used to put pictures in mine. It would either be like pictures of like my family and my friends, or like, I used to bring a camera to school, like my 10th grade year. Well, I always used to bring a camera to school because I wanted us to look cute and, I wanted those memories. Like growing up, I used to look at my mom's yearbook and my sister's school pictures with her and her friends. So I thought that, you get to high school and this is what you do. That way you can remember everybody, right? So I used to change it out every single week. And because I thought that I was going to fit them, I started to cut out like things from magazines. I'll put like, I definitely know a couple times I had Beyonce's B-Day album cover, like the CD booklet, had that in there because the picture of Beyonce with the high ponytail and the bangs when it's like feathered, I loved that look. Like they got that look. So she was like, she had a alligator on a leash, Little Miss Creole, okay, the Creole Queen. Had the alligator on the leash. She had on like I want to say it was a black and white houndstooth is the print bathing suit or something like that. I think that's exactly what it was. But anyway, that high ponytail, the eyes, it was beautiful. She looked amazing. So I know I definitely had that in there a couple times. Pictures of my nieces and nephews, just pictures of period, pictures, stuff from magazines. So yeah. And I'm still a magazine collector. Like that's I was able to have earlier this year. I was able to have a vision board party, and it was like I didn't have to buy any materials really because I had everything already because that's what I do, you know. When you're listening to this episode on the app, well, like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I keep saying that, and I'm pointing to a poster that's behind me. So once I upload this to YouTube, maybe check out watching this on YouTube because I've been trying to get this YouTube thing figured out, and I finally got it figured out. I'm excited. Anyway, so I thought I was gonna fit them right, and I started to look at different colleges and stuff like that, but I wanted to go to FITM. Like, I wanted to go to FITM. And FITM is the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. It's in California. And I was supposed to go there for fashion design. And then I was going to study business management because I wanted to work with those other designers and then eventually have my own line, like, have my own boutique. Like, I want to have a store. I wanted to have a store. I don't know if I still want to do that. I'm still figuring that part out. But anyway, going to FITM, signing up for it. There were, you know, like how some colleges you have to like write a college essay. For FITM, you had the opportunity to start a fashion club at your high school. And again, I went to a charter school, so we didn't really have a like extracurricular activities. Like we didn't have a basketball team. We didn't have a football team. Like I did not go to like a TV show high school, like how we thought high school was going to be on TV. It wasn't like that for us. shout out to everybody who went to school after Katrina. unless you went to like Warren Eastern or McMaine or 35, then you didn't have those things. So which I am not at all complaining. I used to think that this was a bad thing, and then looking back on it, that was probably the best decision that my mom made for me, was making me go to that school, because Lord knows I didn't want to go there. But I don't think that I would have fit in at any other school. Like this school was not, it wasn't how you thought that high school was going to be on TV, like I said. But it was a lot of fun. And they let me start my fashion club. Like I wrote a petition, I filled everything out, talked to the principal, I found a school representative to like be over it with us. And some kind of way, the outreach program, it's like New Orleans Outreach. That's like a program. They were our extracurricular activities. So like we did have a robotics team because I did go to a math and science high school. That was like the focuses of the school or whatever. We had a robotics team. I was in like a computer club. I'm trying to think, what else did we have? I feel like I'm missing like two things that we did have that were considered extracurricular. Oh, Yaya. We had Yaya. I could not get that out of my head. In my head, Yaya. If you're from New Orleans, I'm pretty sure you've heard of Yaya. They do amazing things in the community. Those students are very, very talented. Every talented high school student that I went to school with was in Yaya, and that says a lot. Shout out to good cousin Quentin. He was definitely in Yaya, and he is a amazing artist. There was Yaya, and I'm definitely blanking on the other one, but New Orleans Outreach linked me with two college students, and I guess they were getting like extracurricular through their school because they went to Loyola. Hey Dior, hey Shemetrius, Mook, hey y'all. And thank you so much for being a part of this experience with me. It really got crazy, but it was so much fun. So anyway, we start the fashion club and we had to raise our own money. And to raise our own money, I'm trying to remember, was I in student council? Like I used to go to so many of their meetings because like my best friend in high school, he was the like school president. I don't remember if I actually was like had a thing like and was in student government, but I do remember going to a lot of the meetings. So I kind of feel like I was, or either I just used to go to the meetings because my friend was in it, whatever. But our principal let us have like Dollar Jean Day. So we charge $1 and you got to wear jeans to school. And that was a way that we raised money. I did a clothes drive where we had people donate old clothes. We were able to go through those clothes and use some of them for the fashion show. And the other ones we tried to sell at Buffalo Exchange. More so me, because my sisters, they gave, my cousins gave, like I said, my friends, they definitely gave. But we're in high school. So, it's not like, oh, let me just give all my clothes. I don't know everybody's situation, but we were able to do that. And then Buffalo Exchange definitely robbed us. So I ended up, I know what a lot of the clothes that I had tried to give. I took my clothes back because it's like, y'all don't want to take my clothes. Like, y'all don't want to take my clothes. And I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't like worth a lot because it was like Old Navy jeans and stuff like that. Like, not, no shade to Old Navy because let me tell y'all something. The girls in 2008 and 2009, who knew that Old Navy had some bomb ass jeans. Old Navy and American Eagle had amazing fitting jeans. Like that was a yes, their jeans were amazing. Them and like 7 Jeans for All Mankind. Those Buffalo Exchange did definitely take. But anyway, we did the clothes drive and we also had a we called it a step show. And we got to have like these events on your Loyola's campus. So like Dior and Mook, like thank you. Because that part I didn't really have anything to do with. Like they were like, oh, we could probably just do it at our school, and I didn't fight it. Like, okay, let's do it. So there that was that. They for the step show, we had like students from my high school. There's this one girl, like real life ballerina. She is a real life ballerina. Like she's a dancer and she is just like so talented. She's been that way since high school. Alicia, I'm blanking on her last name. It starts with a D. I also kind of don't want to say it just in case, like, I don't know, but she is amazing and talented. And she just like following on social media, she is still an amazing dancer. My love Percy, he did a dance with her. And it was so beautiful. And he told me that they had so much fun. And Percy also did a lot of helping out with like setting up for my fashion show and setting up for the step show. Like he was also in fashion club. Like that was my baby. That's why when he started his company, P Events and Decorating, I was the first person in line. Like, what do you need me to do? Because he definitely did everything I needed him to do in fashion club. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Percy. I love you forever. I'm trying to think of who else performed. I want to say Shag performed with Rah Rev. I'm gonna have to ask him if he remembers that because now I kind of don't remember who else performed. I remembered the dance that they did, but I was like moving around so much, I wasn't actually like enjoying the show. But I did get to see their performance. So just the running around, I don't even remember who else performed, but we did have a couple performers. And then for the fashion show, now this is the funniest thing ever. And we were saying this as like a joke, and then this man's career blew up the next year. The two, like I said, Loyola students, they were like, we have people who want to perform. And we were like, okay, that's cool with us because we have friends that want to perform too. So, we have like my friend Ryan, Shag, he goes by Shag. That's his performance entertainment name. I'm gonna say entertainer because he's definitely an entertainer. He had like they had started Raw Revolution, their band, and they were like rapping and stuff like that. So I feel like I may be like mixing up my timelines because I really don't remember if Shaq performed at these things. Like I can't remember, but I know if they wanted to, I would have let them do it. But anyway, the two people that did perform, three people that did perform, was G-Eazy, Greg Banks, and Young Juve. When we were promoting this fashion show, Percy was like, when we sell the tickets, to really sell the tickets, we just gonna make people think that G-Eazy is Jeezy. Like, well, instead of calling it Young Jeezy, we're just gonna say it fast. Call it, say Jeezy. Say Jeezy gonna be there. Just say Jeezy gonna be there. Keep just saying it fast. Don't stop. Just say it fast. And when people be like, oh, Jeezy gonna be there, just say yes. And that's how we was gonna sell tickets. It was terrible. It was a funny joke. But like I said, they did an amazing job performing. G-Eazy went on to freaking blow up. Like, he was all over MTV, played in movies, played on TV shows. You know what I mean? So shout out to G-Eazy. Thank you so much for performing at my fashion show. We definitely appreciated it. Same to Greg Banks, who is, Greg Banks has a voice on him. You hear me? They had a song called like Candy Girl. It was so cute. But Greg Banks has a voice on him. So like, just amazing talent from New Orleans, and we got to have this like one-time experience with him, and it was so much fun. And then Young Juve, he had like just kind of started rapping, and he did a performance. Him and Mook is actually brother and sister, so that was a awesome time. And then, like I said, his career went on, and he went on to blow up as well. So that was a really, really cool experience to have that with them. But the whole fashion show, like, it was all students from my high school, my friends, basically. And we really put on a fashion show, and people were really in the audience. My mom cooked, and so were able to have like little food for the models and stuff like that. This girl McNally, she's my birthday twin. Hey McSunshine. I don't know how to sew, and I really tried to learn how to sew before the fashion show, because right, I'm going to be a fashion designer, so I have to know how to sew, like, right? I don't know what happened between my hands and my brain when I tried to learn how to sew. So I bought a sewing machine, spent like $300 on a sewing machine and a dress foam, because I'm like, I'm about to start making clothes. I watched the YouTube videos. I did it on my own. I read the instructions. I watched some YouTube videos. And then my art teacher, my favorite teacher from high school, I love you so much, Miss Medora, because when I tell y'all I had that lady class so many times, like, I loved her class, and I used to act a fool in there. But we used to have a good time. I wasn't like a bad student, but I was known to, cause a little disruption, because I used to talk and to everybody. But we used to have a good time. Miss Medora, bless her heart, tried to teach me how to thread that needle. Y'all, I never learned how to thread the needle. It just didn't work. It wasn't working for me. It just wasn't working for me. And I am the kind of person, like, if I'm not good at it and I tried again and I still didn't get it, I'm gonna stop. Like, I'm gonna move on to something else. And sometimes I end up coming back around to it because I'm gonna try it again, like, because this is not gonna defeat me. I'm gonna try it again. I couldn't get it in time for the fashion show. So McNally, bless her heart, was like, okay, well, I can sew and I can do this. This girl made a dress out of my literal bed sheets. When we came back from Katrina, like, my mom rebuilt our house, she like got us the cutest bedroom set. Me and my little sister used to share a room. And we had these beautiful queen size beds. And she bought these sheets that had like stripes on the borders and polka dots in the center. That was like the sheets, the pillow shams. It was a whole little cute little set. It was so cute. It was so me also. So hopefully my baby sister liked it too, because it definitely had my name written all over. It definitely was my style. Like I said, it was polka dots and stripes. So anyway, and it was colorful. And everybody who listens to the podcast that went to high school with me, they remember the bracelets to match the kids. They remember. Because I used to accessorize at school. Like, I was not, sometimes I didn't even used to have my uniform on. I'm gonna just be honest with y'all. I used to dress up for school because like Gossip Girl was on TV, so that was kind of a thing. Like I said, I used to really be watching TV. So high school was nothing like TV at all. I mean, no high school was hopefully was like Gossip Girl, because Jesus. But They used to dress up for school, so I used to dress up for school. Sometimes I dress up my uniform, and sometimes I just wouldn't put it on. But the accessories always matched. Like one time I had these like patchwork kids, and I just put on a bunch of bracelets and necklaces. So one for like every color in the patchwork kids. Hopefully I can find a picture of those patchwork kids. I have like a picture of me in them, but you can't really see them. But I'm gonna try to find a picture so I can post it on Instagram so I can see what I'm talking about. The patchwork kids. So and I'll put the picture in so y'all can see the bracelets. I might as well. It was a crazy time. Don't judge me. This was like 2006, 2007. And it just was the times. It was the times, okay? Oh, it was the times. Okay. Anyway, don't judge me. So back to the what I was talking about anyway. The fashion show, she did that dress for me, and beautiful Mylin, who was like a super tall girl. She had amazing features. She was so beautiful. And she had a beautiful spirit too. Like she was a really sweet girl. She was a really sweet girl. And I mean, I don't want to say was like any of these people passed away. Just know like those were the people that I knew at that time. Like I'm saying was, it's past tense because I'm talking about 2009. But she wore that dress. Thank you, honey bun. She wore that dress, baby. She wore that dress and looked so cute. My two little nieces, they were in it, and they were I used to my sister Brittany used to do their hair, and I used to let them play my makeup, and it's like they were like babies, okay? I'm talking if they weren't 4 and 5, they were 3 and 4. Like they were young babies, and I used to play makeup with them. So, but I used to make sure it was very clean. Okay, it was very clean. Probably bad for their virgin skin, but we used to have a good time. They ain't used to complain. Their mom ain't complain, so it was okay. I'm trying to think who else was in it. A lot of students, and there was a group of girls who were in a grade under me, and every one of those girls was like, "Yeah, I'll be in your fashion show." And a couple of them, they were in the show, and I thank y'all so much. It really was a good time. Hopefully they had as fun of an experience as I did, and even my experience in that was the first time that I was like a project manager, like I was in charge, but I had these people. It was like I was in charge, like because I was the president of the club, but I wasn't the type of president that was like a dictatorship. Like I would always ask everybody, like, "Well, what do y'all think about this?" But I would be the person making like the final decision, and we also, thank you to Mook's mom. Like, shout out to the Gray family. Thank you. Thank you all. Because her mom was there too. I'm thinking about that now. And her mom was pretty hands-on with this with us. So thank you so much, Miss. I don't know if it's Matt Gray or Gray. I'll just say Gray, respectfully. Thank you. Just thinking back on it, like that whole family, that was awesome. Thank you so much. But what I was going to say was because of the fact that I was the president, I had never had like that much pressure on me, right? It was like I've always been the responsible one of my siblings, but oh, that sounded kind of shady. I didn't mean that like that, y'all. I didn't mean that in a shady way, because that did sound kind of shady. It did. I know that sounded kind of shady. I don't like that, but I definitely didn't mean it like that. But I'm responsible. Like that's always been me since a little kid. Like I just always been a responsible person. Like I came here like that. And like, not to say my siblings aren't responsible, but that's what I'm saying. Like I've always just been a responsible person. And shout out to my best friend, Nicole. She made me this beautiful cup that says Sion on it. She's awesome. And y'all know from the past couple episodes, I told y'all how I feel about my cups. So, anyway, back to what I was saying about the fashion show. I had never experienced that kind of pressure. Okay. So, at that time, I was living off of Coca-Cola and 5-Hour Energy because I was in high school trying to get in the fit 'em, hosting all of these after-school activities. I had a job. And I had a job. So I had a lot of responsibilities at the same time. You know what I mean? So that's what I meant by I was the more responsible one. But like my sisters, they also had jobs in high school too. So it wasn't like they just wasn't responsible. So I don't like how that tone sounded when I said that out loud. But I had never had like that amount of pressure on me at one time. And when I tell y'all, that was my first time ever having anxiety attack, like a real panic attack. I remember having a panic attack on the curb at Loyola. I don't know if everybody else knew that because I was outside by myself, but my mama know. She know because I called her and she had to calm me down. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And she was like, you have to do it. You have to do it. And I'm like, you're right, I do. I have to do it. This was all my idea. Like, everybody's doing this because of me. Like, all of this happened because I wanted to go to fashion school, only to get accepted into fashion school. And my mama tell me I can't go. So anyway, I didn't end up going to FITM. I did get in, but I did not go. I ended up going to UNO. My mama was like, no, you're not moving to LA by yourself at 18. That's not happening. No. I'm not paying for it. More so, I'm not paying for it. I'm not going. And I was just like, all right, if my mama said no, I can't go, I can't go. So I wasn't like a rebel at that time. I wasn't a rebel when I needed to be a rebel, because I could have been a rebel at that moment and just been like, all right, you ain't got to give me no money to go. I'ma still just go. But I didn't. There's that. But we had a really good time. I definitely want to talk about that fashion show because it was so much fun looking back on it. Even with me having that little anxiety attack, it's like, are you really having fun if you're not a little anxious? If you don't get a little anxiety, are you really having fun? Which I've grown to learn the answer is no. Because anytime I'm having fun, I'm also having a little anxiety. But I also just feel like that's because of like I'm from New Orleans, so you always got to keep your head on swivel. And that living like that causes a like a just a kind of jittery over like nervous system. Like you're just stimulated to like always be watching your surroundings and stuff like that. Nothing's wrong with it because do that even if you don't live in New Orleans. Because I mean, my best friend's mom told us when we used to be playing outside, watch who's watching you. So in other words, y'all could go outside by yourself. Y'all go to the park because they lived in an apartment complex that had like a little park in it. And I just realized my apartment complex don't have no park. I guess they said y'all got a pool. But yeah, we could definitely use a park because they definitely have kids that live over here. Anyway, apartments bring back having parks and pools if y'all don't. Highest rent is. So anyway, she used to say, watch who's watching you, meaning that if y'all are outside and y'all notice that somebody's watching y'all, keep an eye on them. And if they start getting closer to y'all, go home and lock that door. So just learning that as a kid, just in New Orleans, you keep your head on swivel. Anyway, even with like experiencing that, I wouldn't trade those days for nothing in the world because that was a phenomenal experience. And I said being a project manager at the beginning of me telling this story, only because when I was thinking about it and all the stuff that I did, I was like, damn, I was a project manager at that time, and my project was my fashion show. And it was high stakes, but it was so much fun. And one of the people that I was friends with as a result of that, he actually went into communication so that like he could also like put on more events like that. And like at the time he was like doing different little projects and then got on to like bigger projects. So that was really cool. That was a really cool experience. None of the girls that were my models like went on to be a model. But they did go on to, go to college, lead beautiful lives, have wonderful families. And hopefully, again, their experience was as much fun as mine was because I had a blast. I had a blast. I got a full page in the high school yearbook, which I didn't buy. But thankfully, one of my classmates responded to my post when I asked, did anybody still have their yearbook? For some strange reason, across three platforms, and when I say that I was popular in high school, it feels like it's kind of cheesy, but I was only because, like I said, I was nice to everybody. So, well, for the most part, I was nice to a lot of people. Let me just say that. So, Yeah. Anyway, I was like, I know somebody has to still have their yearbook. I didn't buy my yearbook once I got to like the April of senior year. So this is after fashion show, after prom, where we only have like 2 weeks after school. Listen, I'm ready to go. Okay. I don't want nothing that y'all have for us. When is graduation? I'm ready to get up out of here. I got a life to go live. And I was rushing to get to nowhere. Let me tell you that, honey. Rushing to get to nowhere. And not to say like I didn't go on to do things, but just rushing for no reason. Let me say that. Rushing for no reason. Because the summer came and then college came, had a job, work came. So it was nothing. I was just, they should have warned us about that transition summer, because I was very underwhelmed. And that underwhelmment sent me into I didn't realize at the time was a depression, but was a depression because it was not fun times. And more recently, I was like, I'm kind of starting to feel like that again, like I did that summer, where I just feel like nothing is really that much fun. And it's like, yeah, we turned 18 that summer in New Orleans. Yeah, the legal drinking age in Louisiana is 21, but everybody, for the most part, just start drinking at 18 because they're gonna say, oh, how old are you? Are you 18? Well, here, you can have a drink. Anyway, which I'm saying that even I did not, I had like a drink on my 18th birthday. I had like maybe a daiquiri or something. And then I didn't drink again until I was like 20. So I was never really crazy about alcohol. I do, now love a good champagne, a nice little rosé, So cheers. That's what's, yeah. That's what's yummy to me. I really love rosé. So I do have a birthday coming up. So if anybody wants to, get me a little gift. I do love a good champagne and a good rosé. Anyway, so getting back into that, like, feeling of not really having fun. I'm like, I'm trying to do all these things, but nothing is bringing me pleasure. And like, that is bothering me. So I was like, well, let me start just looking at some things that I've never done before that may be fun. Okay. So I went to a comedy show. I went to a comedy show. It was a small comedy show, but it was so funny. The host was funny. Both the comics were funny. Shout out to Mark Caesar. He had me laughing my head off, and I told everybody in my family about how he said, I don't want to tell his joke. I don't want to tell his joke. I don't want to do that. So if y'all never heard of Mark Caesar and y'all see that he's going to be performing at a comedy show, stop on in, because he is going to have you cracking up laughing. Like, we were cracking up laughing in there, okay? My stomach was hurting. Like, that's how hard I was laughing at one part of the show. It was so funny. That was a really good time. Another thing I did was a break room. NOLA Break Room, let me tell y'all, it's family owned and they're super nice. But that break room, when you are angry, and I'm gonna back up a little bit to tell y'all how I ended up doing the break room. And I keep looking down because I have my notes. The break room. We were on like the verge of a new moon. No, we were on the verge of a, yeah, we were on the verge of a new moon. And it was maybe going to be that Monday. So the Saturday before, I'm like, I am setting my intentions to release this anger. I had a thing with me. Like, I were 2 episodes ago, I was talking about me holding on to energy for other people. And that was one of the things that I was holding on. People would tell me when someone hurt them, and I would get angry, and I would carry anger for them. And carrying anger is not, it doesn't feel good. It hurts and it's uncomfortable. So I wrote a petition, and they give you a plate. I don't want to say I wrote a petition. They give you a plate and a marker, and you write on it what you want to release, because that's what you're leaving there, which is basically writing a petition. Y'all know I practice a little voodoo. Like, when I ain't about to act new. And if you didn't know, now you know. And I do work for people sometimes, so book with the biz. But they give you this marker, and I got my homegirls, and I told them, we're gonna do this break room, and we're gonna release some things. because we were, oh, you know what? We were going into the new moon when it was right around not the eclipse, the first eclipse. It was around the first eclipse that we had this year. And I'm like, with this eclipse, we are going to release all of this negativity. We're going to release this pain. We're going to release this anger. And I invited my friends and my little sister, and my friend's sister, and we had a really good time. They asked you what kind of music you want to put on. I wanted to bash some shit up listening to the name of the song is not I Hate You So Much Right Now, or is it? But I Hate You So Much Right Now by Khalees. I've always like had that image in my head, like hitting something with a baseball bat while that was playing. Like if I was ever in a movie and I had to like go bust a nigga windows out or something, have that playing in the background. 'Cause that's the turnip song. So we had a really good time doing that, but I was very intentional with that activity, that certain activity. It was like not only was I feeling like I wasn't having a lot of fun in my life, I also knew that I was hanging on to this anger. And when you're holding on to anger, that lowers your vibration and it lowers your frequency. And I'm a high vibrational being. I am. I've been for some time now. I did a lot of work to get here and I want to stay here. Like I really like it here. Not stay here because I'm gonna grow and, you know, ascend even higher, but I'm in a really good spot in my life. So why am I feeling so angry? Why am I feeling mad? Like, why is these customers at my job getting to me? And that's what it was. You know, I was holding on to anger for other people and holding on to anger from my past. Like what reminded me about the holding on to the anger from my past, I have a lot of about my like spiritual gift is I get messages in my dreams. And some of my dreams are becoming like dreams where I'm fighting or dreams where I'm angry or I'm yelling in the dream. And you know, sometimes in dreams, people can't hear in their dreams sometimes. I can. Like sometimes messages are going to come through to me in my dream because I can hear it. But if you're having a dream and you're yelling in your dream, you have some anger in there that you need to release. And the safest way is to go to a break room. So if you're in the New Orleans area, if you're coming to the city on a girls trip, go ahead and book that. Go ahead and book that with NOLA break room, and I'll post them on my Instagram as well, because we had a very good time, and I'm already planning another trip back so I could take some other ladies who told me that they wanted to go but couldn't make the first trip. So we're going to make it a field trip. And if I need to go there once a month and bring a different group of women, I will. So y'all let me know what's up. Whatever y'all want to do, I'm with it. But I'm going to definitely post that on my Instagram for you so I can make sure I give like all the correct information. But it was a very good experience. Oh, I felt the night when I came home that night, I took a bubble bath and I just felt free. Like I felt that release. I felt that release. I felt that release from my solar plexus. I felt that release. I felt it. And that was a experience that I needed to have. But then I was like, okay, so now I need to focus on actually having fun. So what's fun to me? So y'all know I love a good brunch. Brunch is my favorite meal of the week. So going out to brunch with my friends, having girl talk, like nothing beats girl talk and champagne. Okay, let me just say that. I don't know how you and your girls get down, but me and my girls love brunch and champagne and girl talk. That's what we love. So that's one thing that always is a good time. Getting my hair done, like having the conversations that I have with my service providers as far as like getting my hair done, getting my facials and like waxing or anything like that. Me and those women have amazing relationships, so it's always like a very good conversation that one or both of us are going to learn something in. Usually both of us, because it's like I'll be telling them something because y'all know I will let God use me as any way that God needs to use me. So if I need to be a channel in that moment, that's just what's going to happen. And I would have conversations with these women where I'm telling them something and then I hear myself say it and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I needed that too. So that is always a good time for me. Like that's something that I enjoy doing. Also, who don't love getting their hair done? Okay. Who don't? Because I know I do. Let me tell y'all something. When Lee get her hands in my head and wash my hair, see what she go to scraping my girl. Peace on earth. Do you hear me? Peace on earth. Peace on earth. And Zari does these fabulous facials. Y'all, I tag all my people. So y'all are, if you follow me on Instagram, Misguided Goddess Podcast, you will see I tags my people because I want my girls to make their cash. Also, concerts. Yesterday was 420. Happy holidays. Peace, loved ones. Yesterday, I went to Culture Park. They had a festival there. And then, of course, I went to see my man's Currency, favorite rapper. Had to go hear him perform my favorite song again. And shout out to Sonic League Radio because anytime I am working, well, I call it being at work at Sonic League Radio, but trust me, I love doing it. So this is not work. But I got to like take a lot of pictures, get some video footage. So of course, all of that's going to be coming to Instagram soon. But I do want to say, standing on stage last night, it was a incredible feeling. And I'll tell you why. I'll give you all the story. In 2017, now I've been a Currency fan since, I want to say 2007. If G Series came out in 2007, I've been a Currency fan since 2007. This is actually Currency behind me in this picture. My goddaughter's father gifted me these like an awesome set of pictures of Currency. I have one over here, I have one over there. But I love that picture. So thank you for that, brother. When people find out that I love Currency, they always like have either something funny to say or a nice little gift for me. And that was a nice gift for me. So thank you. So anyway, back to what I was saying about yesterday. 2017, I was having like a really rough time with work, and it was 420, and I'm like, I'm going to that concert tonight. And everybody warned me, Currency go on so late. He go on so late. You're gonna be out there late. I'm like, all right, bet. He going late, period. I'm pulling up late then. Cause I can make my way to the front. That ain't nothing. I can make my way through a crowd. All you gotta do is be real, real nice and say, excuse me, excuse me. You get to the front, fake like you're waiting on somebody. And at that time, I wanna say my homeboy was his photographer, so definitely could have got in the front some kind of way, because it's always good to know somebody. I fell asleep and I set an alarm. My alarm is gonna go off 4:11. I went to sleep dressed. Let me say that. I got dressed and then I took a nap because I got off from work at 10 o'clock. I'm like, and I used to live around the corner from my job. So I know y'all probably like, damn, and you was go take a nap. Yes, I could have got in a nice 45-minute nap, right? Y'all, I went to sleep and I never woke up. I didn't wake up for the alarm. I slept through the alarm. And y'all know an iPhone alarm is going to go off. I slept through the alarm. Not only did I sleep through alarm, I had to be at work the next day for 6 a.m. and I didn't make it to work until 9 o'clock. That's how sleep I was. I went to sleep and I was so mad because I wanted to go. And when I tell y'all, that was the year he brought Wayne out, man. He brought Wayne out and I missed it and I was so mad. And then that was 420, 2017. And then in 2017, I moved to Dallas. And the first November that I was in Dallas, they came for a show. And I went to Jet Lounge. I went to the show. And he heard me in a crowd. Let me say that because I was screaming so loud. Heard me in a crowd, came up, rapping to my camera, whatever. That was a moment. I loved it. It was so, like, it was amazing. And then they came to, and then it was the 420 show for 2018. And I'm like, I'm not missing the show. Y'all, I caught the bus from Dallas to New Orleans. This was like, it took about 13, 14 hours just so that I could go to the concert and then leave the next day. My mama was like, are you serious? You coming waiting on him? Yes, I am, because I missed the one last year and I don't want to miss this one this year. And he bought out Nipsey Phipps. He also bought out Trademark and Young Roddy. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm screaming. Okay. Screaming. This show was so worth it. Y'all, last night, I didn't know who was all performing. So let me say this. I'm Kelly's assistant. So whatever she needs me to do, I'm gonna do. On the days where she has like a whole bunch of events or something like that, like I'm gonna help out as much as I can. So this particular day, I'm like, well, she didn't really need that much help, but I'm just gonna get like footage and stuff like that, take pictures, you know, because I'm an amazing photographer. That is one of my nice hobbies that I have. Take really nice photos of my homegirls. So I get the footage, whatever, like that. I'm sitting in the green room, so I don't even know who like are the other performers that's coming out. So I'm on a stage, I'm recording, and C Style. I hope y'all know who C Style is. He a fire ass rapper from California. C Style walked past me, so I didn't recognize him. So I'm like, "Hey, are you performing tonight?" And he was like, "Yeah, I am." I'm like, "All right, babe, yeah." So I'm smiling, he's smiling, we excited. All right. So I knew Fendi P was gonna perform. Y'all know I love me some Fendi P. Hella girls, brown skin, pretty brown skin, me whole lots of them. You know, I love it. I love it. And that was like the reason that I love that song so much is because the first time I got to see them perform, that was like one of the first times that they had did, which I found out just ex this is a Sonically Radio exclusive. They had started mixing it together with like a pimp and my mind was on a ceiling of trees in Dallas. You hear me? When I heard them perform that, I'm like, wait, what? Because I had heard Hella Girls because I liked the Art of Finessing and I'm blanking on the name of this other mixtape, but it was two mixtapes at the time that I really liked by Fendi P. And I'm like, okay, so I don't know what songs they're gonna do, but I hope that they do this song. And when they did the song, they mixed it with the other song. And I was like, I told her, I'm like, dog, my chin was on the floor and my scalp was on the roof because my head exploded. Okay. That was so fire. So I'm like, hopefully Finney gonna perform. Okay, cool, bet. So I'm standing there and I'm enjoying the show. And then a song come on and I'm like, oh, I'm looking around now and I see him and I'm like, okay. All right, yes, so Nipsey Phipps is gonna be coming out. Okay. So he come out, he do his verse, it's awesome. And then he's like getting close to like closing out the show. And then they close the show out and Roddy and Trademark came out. And my little jet heart was so happy. I couldn't even record it because I was standing there with the biggest smile on my face. Like if any of the people who were like standing on the other side of me like saw me. They saw me with a big ass smile on my face. I was smiling so hard. I'm like, this is like the cutest little full circle moment because I'm here again for 420 with them watching this perform. Like that was the last time I saw them perform, it was in 2018. And now here we are in 2024 and he bought them out again. It was so much. It was amazing. It was so much fun. But when I tell y'all, I was dog tired. Shout out to the DJs. Shout out to the DJs, okay? Because let me tell y'all something. DJing is really a skill. It is really an art. And it's a beautiful art because not only are they like playing music, but they're curating music to the vibe of this event. So they're understanding that this vibe is a frequency and we're going to party on this frequency. And that's really cool. And then, of course, there's like a million techniques that goes into being a DJ. And just getting to like watch Kelly DJ is so fire, but I watch her hands when she DJ. I don't watch the computer because I don't want to see what song she's going to play next. I want her to surprise me. And I like when a DJ does that. So like when I'm at a party and I'm all into whatever the DJ is doing because I'm listening to the music and I can't wait to hear how you about to blend this song with your next song. And then what is your next song going to be? Like, oh, I just love it. But I'm a music lover. Y'all know that already. So another thing that I really enjoy also is music festivals. Like any kind of small little music festival, whether it's in the city or a big music festival out of town. There is a big music festival coming up in Dallas that I am going to be attending Memorial Day weekend, Together Fest. I think it's like Togetherland Fest. I keep forgetting the name of this festival. I can't even lie, y'all, but I'm gonna have the name of it by the time we get closer to it. But yeah, I'm very excited about that. I also wanted to try to get to go to Roots Picnic this year, but it doesn't look like I'm gonna make that for my birthday this year. But Maybe there's next year. Who knows? I will also be going to Jazz Fest this year. Shout out to Shag and Raw Revolution. He's going to be performing the first Friday of Jazz Fest. I'm very, very excited. I'm also excited to see Earth, Wind & Fire close out the show. They're replacing Maze and Frankie Beverly. I don't know if y'all saw last year, but Maze and Frankie Beverly, they're doing a farewell tour now. Last year, it was a tough performance to watch because his Frankie Beverly's voice is not. He wasn't able to sing how he normally was able to sing, you know? And it's always amazing to see them, period. Like, I enjoyed it as much as I could, but my mom was like, I can't watch this. This is making me kind of sad. So she is going to go to the farewell tour. Had to make sure she go to that. But I'm still figuring out what it is that is going to bring me more pleasure in my life. I have a list of things that I plan on doing also just to try to still figure that out. One thing that I got into more recently, well, got back into, mom, was telling my mom about this. Like, we were having this conversation, and I was telling her, I'm like, I feel like I've been kind of bored. Like, I need a new hobby or something. Something to, like, maybe I think that what it is I'm not being like spiritually satisfied with the activities, right? Or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm not complaining because Lord knows the minute you complain about being bored, you might fuck around and get pregnant. Nobody got time for that right now. So just that, be warned, ladies. Find something else to do. So I was telling my mom that, and for Easter, she gave me a basket full of paint. So I got some canvases, I got some brushes, and I've been painting. Like, I've been getting off work and painting and watching podcasts on YouTube and or watching TV, whatever. Just listening to music, talking on the phone, whatever, but making sure that I'm painting something. So I'm gonna fill this wall up with paintings soon. They may not be professional looking because I'm not a professional. This is a hobby. But I am excited about doing like paint and sip activities with me and my homegirls, or just painting more myself on bigger canvases, right now I'm painting more so on like those 5x7s. And I think those are so cute because they look like a little pass a little not a passport. They look like a little postcard. I just think it's so cute. I just painted one for my goddaughter. That I'm going to gift to her soon. She's just a little baby, but I wanted to have it. As soon as I finished painting it, I thought about her and I was like, I'm going to give this to my baby girl. So I'm very excited about that. But I'm about to go ahead and get ready to wrap it on up, guys. I do want to say that I know I started out the show saying that I wanted to like have more hobbies, but I think that if you are feeling like you also need to have more hobbies, then it was a really good idea for me to make that list of things that I enjoyed doing as a teenager, that I enjoyed doing as a kid, because I've been able to use those lists to plan certain activities that I want to do and try to just find my bliss. That's it. You know, I only want to do things that spark joy. So that's my goal right now. That's what I'm working on for this year. Like I said, my birthday is coming up soon. So it's almost a new year for me personally. And in that new year, that's what I want to focus on, finding my bliss and following my heart. I keep getting the follow your heart message. And rest in peace, my Taz Watson. I love you so much. He always used to tell me, follow your heart, see. And that's always what I want to do. That's always what I'm going to do. It works for me. So maybe it'll work for you. Try it out. Who knows? But definitely, I would say make those lists of things if you are feeling like you could have a little bit more joy in your life, you know? And also showing gratitude for the things that I am able to do, because and maybe I wouldn't have been able like to do certain things that I want to do if I didn't. I don't know why I was saying that just now. I lost my train of thought. Yeah, it's time for me to wrap it up. I've been talking for too long, y'all. So anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Definitely want to shout out again to Sonic League. With Sonic League Radio, we do have our mobile app, 24-hour music station, the hits, the hits, the hits, the hits. Click the link in my bio or go to the App Store and download Sonic League Radio app, please. And thank you. I do appreciate every single download and every single listener. Also, ladies, if you want to get your lashes done, if you want to get your lashes done, shop Slaytex Beauty. And online, if you use the code Goddess, you get 10% off. Also book any kind of Belle also book, like, she does lash extensions. Well, she'll do like I guess an install, a lash install. I think that's what you call it. Yeah, she does those also, and she does an amazing job. I actually like the bundled clusters. Takes her like a good maybe 15, 10, if not 10, 15 minutes to complete. It's a quick service, and they look so cute on you. They look so cute on you. Also, ladies, if you are shopping for new hair, if you it's the summertime, so if y'all need y'all bust down bundles, come on and shop with my little girls at 1578 Hair on Instagram. I'll also be sharing their, well, post, you know, I share their posts too. Like I said, I share my girls, I support my girls. Okay. So also shop Gifts from a Goddess for all your shea butter, tarot reading, any of those spiritual needs, or shea butter needs again, or cocoa butter needs. Shop Gifts from a Goddess. Also, if you all have a question for me, you can ask me a question through the Spotify app if that's the way that you're listening. And thank you for listening. And thank you, Spotify, for sharing my podcast. But you can definitely send me a question if you have a question there. You can email me at misguidedgoddesspodcast@gmail.com, or always send me a DM on my Instagram at misguidedgoddesspodcast, or even Goddess Sion. Either way, just DM me if you have a question and I'll answer it on air. That is something that I do want to start doing, is like a little Q&A, advice seeking thing. So ask Goddess Sion. So thank you all so much for listening. I love you so much. I appreciate you. I hope that you and your families have an amazing and prosperous week. Peace, loved ones. Thank you for listening.